This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for this hour of Auto World. We got an exciting hour lined up for you. What are we going to be doing? Well, we're scheduled to be joined momentarily by a company that has quite a lot of cool offerings. And the CEO of the company is predicting that 2019 will be indeed the year of the electric car. So we're going to be talking about that and talk about infrastructure as far as making sure that there are outlets and plugs in places. Living in suburbia, I find that even though people have one or two or even three car garage, it's quite often that the garage is used as a storage place and the kids stay out all over, depending on the weather, of course. But that's the way it seems to have shimmied down. And a little later on, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about some really cool things with Dan Watson, and Dan continues to get oodles and boodles of stories, and she's cataloging it, and should eventually have a really special Santa Claus idea. All right, and now let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth our scheduled guest for this hour. He's joining us right now. My computer is giving me some trouble, so excuse me as I do a little battle with the computer. But it happens to everybody, even on a live radio show. Every now and then your computer goes bonkers, and that's what just happened to me. But we're getting there. We're getting close to where I need to be. And let's see. Yep, getting closer to where I need to be with this. You're listening to Auto World. We are live across North America on great radio stations from coast to coast, border to border, as well as we're live all over the world via GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And our network, GCN, has got all kinds of great things for you folks, so you can listen to the program both in live form, in archive form, or even in podcast form. You can also listen to all the shows in an on-demand type situation. So, by all means, when you get a chance, log on to GCNLive.com, and you'll be very, very, very surprised with all the great offerings that we have there at the website, and they're there to be used. And I get emails from people all over the world who listen to this show and would love to introduce it to more people. So tell more people about it. Right now, we welcome Jerry Kroll, the CEO of Electra Mechanica. Jerry, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Season's best to you.
Thank you. The same to you. Why don't we begin by telling folks about Electrica Mechanica. Tell us a little bit about the company, how long it's been around, and the kind of things that you guys do.
Sure. A pleasure to be on your show. Our company in this coming year, 2019, will be celebrating our 60th anniversary of building Italian-type sports cars with V8 motors. In the last 5 years, we've transitioned from that to electric cars. You'll know that in the movie Top Gun, Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis are driving around in one of our convertible sports cars. That's one of the more famous cars. Last 5 years, transitioning to electric vehicles and our flagship vehicle. At this point in time, mass production is the one-person electric solo vehicle that absolutely everybody is raving about.
Wow, that sounds very cool. So it just seats one, but I would imagine gives incredible range. Tell us a little bit about how far someone can go with this vehicle.
Yeah, it's truly a driver's vehicle. It's the one thing that when you drive it, it gives you the feedback pretty much like you would imagine a Disney ride that escaped the park and it's on the highway. It's just more miles per mile than any other imaginable vehicle. Like a Formula One electric car, one-seater, full electric, room for 7 or 8 bags of groceries in the back. You can see pictures of it at emvauto.com. And we've been taking $250 reservation deposits for the past 3 years. We're up to over 23,000, and we've been delivering them now over the past 18 months along the West Coast from Vancouver down to Los Angeles. And our huge new corporate dealership in Studio City, Los Angeles, has been delivering vehicles just before the Christmas holidays here to some of the most happy people I have ever seen.
That's fantastic. And your own background yourself, I was reading a little bit earlier today, and I found that you are indeed a car guy and a lover of motorsports. Tell us a little bit about your personal side.
Oh, sure. Way back as a little boy, like probably everybody listening to this, to your broadcast here, grew up with my dad taking me to the racetrack and just being bewitched by seeing the cars and the people involved in that. So in 1990, when I got the chance, I began working with the IndyCar series, representing drivers and teams and all that. And I've had some driver clients, like the current Indy car champion Scott Dixon was a client of mine. He's now represented by my friend Stefan Johansson, Ryan Hunter Ray, Buddy Lazier. So that's my background there. In about 2006, I decided it would be a good idea to start building electric race cars. So I did that at the NASA Research Park in Silicon Valley. We still have some records for electric vehicles at Laguna Seca Raceway. And then in 2012 began the job of transitioning that to road vehicles. So you've got all the pep of an electric vehicle in a one-person car that you can own for $15,500 with power steering, power brakes, air conditioning. And, it's designed and built by people who understand motorsports. And that says everything you need to want to get out there for a test drive.
Absolutely, that speaks in volumes. We see that's just tremendous growth in the electric vehicle market. I understand it's expected to grow from 3 million to 125 million by the year 2030, and that's according to the International Energy Agency. So that would be absolutely incredible to see that, and you yourself are kind of expecting 2019 to be the year of the electric car. When we come back, I'll get your reaction to that, and we'll have much more with our very special guest, Jerry Knoll. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Don't be confused. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Our very special guest is Jerry Kroll, who is the CEO of Electric Mechanica, and we're talking about the overall market for electric vehicles, and I understand we're expecting just tremendous growth. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts and what indications that you have about 2019 becoming the year of the electric car.
Sure, Bob. If you just straight line the adoption of electric cars and how fast they are, how powerful they are, and how desirable they are, you know, you can see them going from 3 million to 10 million to 20 million. But there's bigger factors at work here that people haven't really generally considered, and that's the fact that you do need a gas station if you have an electric car. And the Achilles heel for gas stations is rising real estate prices. Every major city in North America is losing gas stations at an alarming rate. I know we're down to a couple of gas stations in New York City. There's only one in Vancouver. People are having to go further and further out of town to even find a gas station. Or alternatively, you can just plug in at your house and pay about $20 a month for electric vehicle. That convenience that's going to have people essentially having as hard a time finding a gas station as a Blockbuster video store.
That's a very good example to use. So it seems like buyers are definitely fascinated by the technology of electric vehicles, and we've seen such a great improvement from the early electrics and the early hybrids to the more modern day counterparts. And if you don't drive that many miles in the course of a day, less than 40 miles per way commute wise, I mean, it's possible in this day and age never to have to buy gasoline again.
Yeah, and even if you do drive more, like I've commuted from Vancouver down to San Diego in a Tesla, and I have a Fisker Karma. You know, once you drive an electric vehicle, you really don't go back to gasoline any more than once you've been on the internet. You never get off the internet and go back to a fax machine. That's a proper analogy between the two technologies.
That's very cool. And tell us a little bit about your experience with the Fisker Karma. Henrik is a good friend of mine, and that certainly is what a great looking vehicle. And tell us a little bit about your personal experience with the Tesla as well.
Yeah, one of the great cars is the Fisker Karma. And I remember when I was developing my car in Silicon Valley, the guys called me and said, you know, you've got to put a deposit on the Fisker Karma. It's going to be great. So I own the sixth one ever off the assembly line and still have it today with over 50,000 miles on it. Just a beautiful and powerful car that set the standard and showed people that an electric car can be the most beautiful car on the road. We continue that along with our Electromechanica vehicles. The Teslas, quite frankly, I think that the Model X right now with the gull-wing doors, probably the greatest vehicle ever invented. The most disruptive vehicle ever invented is the one-person solo. That's a little bit like everybody's got a computer, and we've come out with an iPhone. People are saying, it's too small, et cetera. iPhones are everywhere now. And as a matter of fact, for most people, it's their primary computer. Once you drive the solo and you realize how beautiful it is to drive, easy to park, you know, it's just the next level, not just of electric cars, it's the next level of automotive transportation, period. And 2019 will be the year. This time next year, you and I should get on this call again. We'll review what we've done and how we've shocked the automobile world globally.
Yeah, let's talk about more of your market predictions for 2019. The growth of electric vehicles compared to traditional automotive numbers. We've, of course, in recent years have seen some great automotive sales years. So you think that demand is going to shift, and people who perhaps in the past were a little bit hesitant to get in on electric vehicles, now with the evolution of battery technology, it seems like we're seeing some really extensive ranges available.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, gas prices continue to go up, and gas stations continue to go down. The price of batteries has been reducing 10 to 15% per year over the past 10 years. So you get more battery per dollar. We're almost down to $100 per 100 kilowatt hours, or per kilowatt hour. So you can really get a ton of power into a car for very little. It's almost exactly the same as a gas car, except you're not spending $200 or $300 a month on gas and the pollution that goes with that. Super convenient. So with everybody wanting to have their next car, and by everybody I mean well over 90% of people, they can afford it, electric car would be theirs. You can't find an electric car for less than $15,500, which is what the Solo is.
What's the best way for folks to find more information about Electric Mechanica, website-wise or social media-wise, Jerry?
Well, this was a remarkable year in 2018. We began a public listing as a public company on the NASDAQ exchange under the trading symbol SOLO for our flagship vehicle. Our website is also emvauto.com. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can check out our dealership at the corner of Ventura Boulevard and Colfax. Our Seattle and Portland dealer is my good friend, Dominic Dobson, 7-time Indy 500 driver, who is representing us in those two states. That's really going to be where most of the vehicles, most of the 5,000 vehicles that we're producing this year are going to be delivered. You will start to see them as a regular occurrence, going, oh, that must be one of those new Solos. I predict that will be in the next 2 to 3 years, the Volkswagen Beetle of the 21st century.
Well, that's a very strong prediction, and you've heard it here on Auto World from Jerry Kroll, who has been telling us all about his thoughts about the 2019 year being the year of the electric vehicle. What other trends are you noticing in the overall consumer automotive marketplace interest-wise?
I think what we're seeing is a lot of the older legacy car companies transitioning as well. There's one group that seems to be going, way off to the left with these great big SUVs, which are there's a demand for them. But other companies, you put Volvo and Volkswagen and a Mazda into those categories, where they're going full on into electric. So I think you'll see some of the old three companies transitioning into electric as well too. It's part of the movement.
Well, Jerry, you're an absolute pleasure to have here on board, and we'll definitely check in with you from time to time. Thank for your time. Thank you so much for your time here tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump picks Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to become the acting defense secretary to replace James Mattis. Shanahan starts January 1st. Now, this is much earlier than the departure date of February 28th that Mattis mentions in his resignation letter. Mattis resigning after President Trump decides to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. President Trump on Twitter saying of Shanahan, Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy, and previously at Boeing. He will be great, explanation point. And we are still in the midst of a partial government shutdown, the Senate out till Thursday. President Trump staying in Washington instead of heading to Florida for Christmas. He refuses to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for being with me here today on Auto World. It's been one of those days where we've had some bumps in the road, but that's what happens when you do live radio. And this program has actually been on the air for a long, long time. I started it as a one-hour radio program back in 1992. It's been in this time slot since 1995. And, of course, over the years have expanded from 2 hours a week, 1 hour to two, and then from 2 hours to three. And I will say off the record that I believe now that my program is the longest running syndicated automotive show out there. There were a couple of other shows that have been around for a long, long time, but one of those shows, America on the Road, went off the air within the last year or so. So I don't think there's anybody else out there that's been doing this as long as I have. There are a number of mechanic-based shows that are completely 100% driven by callers calling in with problems with their vehicle, and the host of the show is usually a mechanic. And that's what I noted back in 1992 when I created this show, is that at that time there was no show that didn't include other things but mechanical issues to do with your vehicle. I mean, we do that every week here on the show as well, but it isn't the sole focus of the program. The sole focus of the program is America's love affair with the automobile. It's more than really 125 years in the making, and we cover everything from new cars and used cars to the classic car marketplace to automotive personalities, legends. We've had them all here on the show. And we also love to cover the new car marketplace, which is a very exciting one to cover. And I have the pleasure of knowing personally a great number of the car company presidents as well as chief designers and engineers, product planners, and marketing folks. And so we do a little bit of that every week as well. And we cover events, too, whether they're great international auto shows. We're always at those events and doing recording so that we can play back live or play back on tape delay that we have recorded during the show hours. You name it, and we've got it right here on Auto World. We were scheduled to be joined by Lynn Parker, who is the brand new president of the Automotive Aftermarket Charitable Foundation. We just got off the phone, off the air with Joel Ayers, who's the executive director for the AACF, and Joel is just a really great guy and does a fantastic job in getting other aftermarket entities involved with this charitable foundation, which has been around quite a while. It's been around actually since 1959. And how do I know so much about this? Well, it's been during the past couple of years when I myself have been struggling with some health issues. I was at a point in my life that I never ever thought I ever would be. And one of the executives at SEMA, and for years I was a staple at the SEMA big once a year Las Vegas show, broadcasting and doing interviews there for more than 20 years. When he knew that I was having health problems and having money problems, he suggested I get a hold of the Aftermarket Charitable Foundation, the AACF, and I did get a hold of Joel, who put me in touch with other folks who have been giving me some month-to-month support while I continue to get healthy and get my old self back. There's nothing like having your health, I can tell you that firsthand. I knew it, but once you live it, you will always remember it. And I also know what it's like. I've had the experience of doing well financially and being financially secure to being 180 degrees opposite, to be, you know, out there struggling with, you know, gathering up enough money for just the basic necessities of life. So thank God for people like the Automotive Aftermarket Charitable Foundation. It's a whole group of folks, and Lynn Parker, I believe, just recently replaced Bob Hirsch, who was the outgoing president of the Aftermarket Charitable Foundation. Bob actually works for Gold Eagle, which is a company that makes lots of great products, including Stabil and other great products for your vehicle. And Lynn Parker actually is vice president of marketing for a company called ICANN Automotive, and he also works for Pep Boys. And Pep Boys, of course, are all over North America, all over the United States. It's interesting, when I relocated myself from Massachusetts to Florida, in Massachusetts there aren't that many Pep Boys. You know, literally in the whole state there's probably four. But living, we're presently living in Central Florida, they're all over the place. They're a staple, and of course a great company with a great story that was founded by three World War I veterans who saw a need for automotive repair shop, and they started with one single shop and expanded that into a gigantic footprint all across the U.S. and just do a tremendous job. Telephone-wise, if you would like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. I'm going to throw out a trivia question just because we have the opportunity here, and I love giving out trivia questions, and I love you folks calling in and emailing in with your answers, and whoever comes up with the answer not only gets praise here on the radio, but also receives a prize picked out by Warren Tracy, who is the CEO and founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage. What a great name that is, and what a great story behind that name. Warren actually had the name before he had the business. He was working actually for the federal government in looking after some national parks, and he woke up in the middle of the night and had an idea for a logo. Being a lifelong automotive person, he kind of scribbled out at 3 o'clock in the morning this logo with a hand with a bandage on it, holding a wrench, because anybody who's ever worked on a vehicle knows what it's like to suffer some injuries from time to time when you're trying to do mechanical work. I know another one of great little liners that Warren uses at the Busted Knuckle Garage is "No scar, no story," because Warren himself has restored literally hundreds of vehicles. So we'll throw in a trivia question, and the trivia question is going to be a pretty easy one. So why don't we do this one? And the question is about the Ford Thunderbird. The Ford Thunderbird, the original Ford Thunderbird, was a two-seater vehicle, and it was meant to compete against the Corvette, although from the get-go it had a different feel and a different goal in mind. But what was the year for the first T-Bird? The telephone number 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's on board and ready to take your calls, and anybody who can come up with the answer to the question about the first year for the T-Bird is going to walk away with a cool prize courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croft, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. so much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're scheduled to be talking to the folks at the Automotive Aftermarket Charitable Foundation. Looks like we're going to have to reschedule that interview because I was really looking forward to talking to those folks, but there must be some phone issue with Lynn Parker, who is the new president of the AACF, so we'll get him back another time. Got a trivia question out there about the Ford Thunderbird, a vehicle that is no longer in production. It was in production for umpteen years and then went away and then came back as a two-seater and was actually the winner of several accolades from the automotive press before kind of fading into non-existence a little bit after the turn of the new century at 2000, in the early 2000s. But the first generation of the Ford Thunderbird was the first two-seater sold by Ford since 1938. It actually made its debut at the 1953 Motorama at the New York Auto Show. That's the same year that the Chevrolet Corvette was unveiled to the public. And when did Ford actually go into production with the two-seater Thunderbird, and how many years did we see of it in two-seater configuration? That's our question, and here's our telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer to email me, no problem whatsoever, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. We've got a big international auto show upcoming in Detroit in the month of January. It doesn't look like I'll be attending this in person this year, but I love the North American show and have broadcasted there for more than 20 years, and especially in the last decade or so, I've had the same spot on the floor at Cobo Hall, and always just get a tremendous thrill out of having the opportunity to sit down with the decision makers from the car companies, the presidents, the engineers, the product planners, the designers. And what's going to be unveiled in Detroit 2019? What are some of the big stories coming out of Detroit for 2019? Well, it's interesting that for years, journalists and car companies alike have complained about the January date of the annual Detroit Affair. And so after
what has become a very volatile marketplace, these auto shows. Some of them are seeing some great changes in the way that new car companies are introducing vehicles to the public. This used to be the one and only way, but nowadays they're circumventing the auto show circuit for debuts and doing things sometimes directly live on the internet, or they do it at a particular event like the State Fair of Texas for trucks, where there's more trucks sold in the state of Texas than any other state. And I've been told by many of my automotive journalist friends who have attended the great Texas State Fair that it's the same quality of displays that you would see at these international auto shows. And there are four big ones here in North America, the international auto shows. Los Angeles, which happened during the month of December. We've got in January the Detroit show, in February the Chicago show, and in the springtime, usually just before Easter, we've got the New York show. But for 2020, the folks in Detroit are making a bold move, and they're moving the January show to June, making it the last of the North American shows. A distinction that New York has held for umpteen years, over 100 years actually. So it's going to be interesting to see if that change in date has a positive effect on the Detroit Auto Show, because Detroit is a city on the rebound. I know, because I've spent a lot of time in Detroit since, let's see, my first time there was in 1999. And just in that short span of time of 20 years, just seeing a city go from a great city to a struggling city, and now on its way back, rebounding and building, and companies swarming back to the area. So there's a lot of high tech and a lot of course, automotive stuff going on in the Motor City, and they'll be able to tie this new date for the North American International Auto Show in with the Detroit Grand Prix, which is a Formula One auto race, an open wheel auto race, an IndyCar race that happens on the streets of Detroit every June. I know they fully intend to integrate that into the auto show, and they're talking about doing some very other creative things with the Detroit show, switching to a June date, including doing some things outside. There's not much you can do in January in Detroit outside. Pretty much 90% of the time there's snow in the air, and although during my tenure at Motor Trend, saw some very unusual unveilings by some of the car companies who just went to great lengths to underline or showcase their vehicle. The folks at Chrysler were famous for a couple of stunts that they pulled, including one in which they brought in from this great state of Texas literally, 100 or so just full-grown bulls, and had the street outside Cobo Hall shut down so that these bulls, real-life bulls from Texas, were able to lead the parade, which debuted the Ram product from the folks at FCA. I remember that one. That was a great one. And they did a trick with a minivan years ago, too, that they had the minivan suspended way up high in the ceiling, and nobody thought when they went to the press conference to look up over our heads to see if there was anything above us, but all of a sudden, in the middle of the remarks by the then president of Chrysler, the minivan did a leap, a jump from the top of the ceiling right down seamlessly onto the stage at Cobo Hall, and that was quite a moment too, because it really caught everybody off guard. Well, we're getting a number of people participating here in our Ford Thunderbird quiz, and most people are saying 1953 was the first year for the T-Bird. No, that was the first year for the Corvette. The Thunderbird lagged a little bit thereafter. There's a few people coming in a little bit later saying 1959. By 1959, the Ford Thunderbird had become a four-seater, a two-door coupe with a fully functional back seat, and of course grew in size. And when you look at the Ford Thunderbirds of the 1970s, it reached its peak in 1976 when it obtained a length of, I believe, about 226 inches. That was a big car. It was riding on the same platform at that time as the Lincoln Mark IV, and then it had a downsizing for 1977, but by today's standards it was still a huge car in 1977 right through the 1980. Well, up until 1980, when we saw a total downsizing, again, scale-wise, with the Thunderbird in a kind of a boxy square version that was around for a few years. And then in 1985, Ford introduced a very successful version with the first aerodynamically styled Thunderbird. The same time that the Taurus came into existence, which was around 1986 or so, the Ford Thunderbird made its debut in a little bit earlier in 1983 with the Aero Bird. That's what it was called in-house at Ford. My parents actually had an 85 Ford Thunderbird, so I'm very familiar with that. Well, it looks like we finally have a winner, and the winner is Peter in Connecticut, Avon, Connecticut, who has come up with the right year, which is from 1955 to 1957. That's when the Thunderbird was produced in two-seater form. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, everybody, and I'll see you next time around. Thank you so much.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.